Siv Gimel, Alavered, Ba'al HaKinomod, Shu Ul Hindi, and rose petals, you make a very atzeh or something, but it grows on a bush that remains all year round. Something grows from the ground, but the plant dies out in the winter, and then it grows back the next year from the roots. That's not an eighth, and you make a very atzeh or something, like mint. Kinomod Shu Ul Hindi. This kinomod is not cinnamon, it's something that grows in India on a tree. You make a very atzeh or something. Mayverid is if you squeeze the petals and the juice comes out of it, so you have a liquid or an oil that comes out of it, that for sure you make atzeh b'tzomim. And Mr. Bruce says also if it was soaked or cooked in water, also you make a atzeh b'tzomim. If it's artificial, you do not make atzeh b'tzomim. Tzala Voina, v'matziki v'yetzivan, you make atzeh b'tzomim. And here he says if Voina is something that comes out of the roots of a tree. So even though it's coming out from the root, but since it's coming from the tree, you make an atzeh b'tzomim, and a matzik is also some tree that has a sap that has a good smell. Tis dalet, al shemen afal simon, bori shemen orev. A shemen that comes from this afal simon bush, you make this bracha. Not sure what it's called in English, it's not persimmon. There's some bush that you cut the branch, and there's some shemen that oozes out from it. Somebody found it actually strong. And therefore they gave it a special bracha because of the choshev thing. Shefei shemen zayi shekotcher v'tochnu ad shechoser reich anoitim v'vachol v'bari atzeh b'tzomim. They crush aloes till it has a pungent smell and you make a v'bari atzeh b'tzomim. But today it does not seem to have the strong smell.